Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning, and what a beautiful weekend it was. The weather was sensational. On Saturday, I took the kids up to Adventure World, which was really cute. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, I just had one of those days, you know, you just don't want to go out. You just stay home, you chill, you make yourself a cheese platter, and you sit outside in the backyard with your wine while the kids are running through the sprinklers. That was me yesterday.
Sounds like the perfect day.
You know, unplug the phone, all that kind of stuff.
Just
was
a veg
great.
Out day. You
Completely.
Need them every now and again, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. So had a massive veg out day. What about you? What did you get up to?
Oh, just domestics, you know.
Yeah, domestics.
Just the same old, same
You're
old.
You're so funny.
Washed the car, mowed the lawn, fertilised.
You're always doing that, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've got to put some more weed and feed on my lawn. I've done it once, well, my husband did, and we need to do it a second time because it's starting to come good, but there's still some of those winter weeds hanging around.
I had to weed and feed twice this year as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they really hung in there, haven't they, those weeds?
Persistent little buggers.
Right now, we're thinking of a number.
We're thinking of a number
through the round window. And today, the number is between 1 and 10. If you can think of the number that Gunners and I are thinking of, then we'll give you a slick pick ticket for this Saturday's $20 million super draw thanks to the Lucky Charm and Australia Post, Meadow Springs and Secret Harbour.
So give us a call, 958-11-917.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Time to play Lucky Numbers.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy day to you.
Good morning. Hi, who's this?
It's Annette.
Annette, what's the number we're thinking of?
Number 6.
No, but thanks for trying. 91.7 The Wave, good morning. What's the number we're thinking of?
I was thinking number 7.
You were thinking number 7. And who would be doing the thinking? What's your name?
I'm Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Very well, thank you. Guess what?
What?
You are a mind reader because Gunners and I are thinking of number seven.
Well done, buddy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bravo, bravo.
You've won that slick pick ticket for this Saturday's $20 million super draw, and you know our clause, don't you? If you win the $20 million, we take
10%. Well, I reckon that's a fair deal.
We're not actually sure if it's legally enforceable,
it's worth a shot if you ever feel generous. And you do happen to win $20 million, you can palm a little bit our way, can't you?
Well, I was thinking of a massive party.
Oh, sounds even better. Well, actually, no, just give us the money and we'll still come to the party.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, congratulations, Mike.
Okay.
Ali's Random Facts.
Did you know, Gunners, cotton candy was invented by a dentist?
Really?
Yep. Way back in 1897, a dentist by the name of William Morrison, with the help of his confectioner pal John C. Wharton, decided that they were going to make kind of an airy dessert.
Is that why it's called fairy floss?
Absolutely correct. And even though it is full of sugar, surprisingly, it's the least caloric of a whole bunch of junk food, a mere 105 calories for a standard 1 ounce serving, which is kind of the one that's about as big as your head. And the reason for that is a lot of it is just air. The rest, however, is pure sugar. And as dentists suggest, brush and floss after eating.
Flossing your teeth with sugar. I think he had ulterior motives.
Anyway, how cool is that?
Very cool and very sweet.
And yummy. And today's random fact right here on The Wave. If you are a massive Kiss fan and would love to see them when they rock RAC Arena November 16, then we are giving you the chance to win exclusive double passes right now. Yep, right now. Call up on 958-11-917 right now to play a little game called A Kiss Goodbye. This is the last time they're touring, by the way.
Are we doing this right now?
We're doing it right now.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Heather.
Heather, have you been swatting up on your Kiss lyrics?
It's been a while.
Okay.
I've got a few songs in my head, but we'll see how we go.
Okay, well, the following Kiss lyrics will give you a chance at winning tickets to one of the last concerts Kiss will be performing as a part of their End of the Road World Tour. So are you ready?
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Tonight, I want to give it all to you. In the darkness, there's so much I want to do. And tonight... Go on.
I was made for loving you.
Oh, you didn't even need to finish, Gunners. She knew.
Well done.
Congratulations. You are a true Kiss fan, and that means you've scored a double pass to go and see them when they rock out RAC Arena.
Oh, you did it. I'm going to be loving this. Oh, God. I just can't believe I've won it.
We're so happy that you have. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'm just going to love this.
West Aussies should be super proud of the collective amount raised for Telethon across the weekend. A whopping $42,596,034 was raised, with all donations providing equipment for WA kids who are in hospital, critical services for children with disabilities, and life-changing opportunities for disadvantaged kids. The record total pushed Telethon's combined annual medical funding to almost $350 million since it started way back in 1968.
It's Monday, which means my turn to do the hard word, and today's word, Ali, is didactic.
Now, go. Have we had this before?
You tell me.
I think we have had didactic before.
Really?
It seems familiar to me.
You ready?
Yeah.
Is it A, intend to teach, B, fussy, or C, inquisitive?
Intend to teach, inquisitive, or fussy.
Didactic.
I think it's A, intend to teach, and I think we have had this one before.
Really?
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, let me just check.
I don't remember it.
I think maybe I gave it to you. Okay, I've had a quick look and it appears that we haven't had that word before, but I must just know it.
How do you know that word?
I don't know, I just do.
Didactic.
Yeah, I just know that one.
I've never heard it before in my life.
Well, I have. I knew what it meant.
And you win.
I know, and I knew it that much. I thought we'd had it before.
Well done. So didactic means intend to teach?
Well, you did intend to be didactic towards me today, but I already knew the word.
I have a didacticism about myself.
Have you just made up another word?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.